readings of the scripture tonight continue to enchant me. I'm full of, when I read those scriptures every week, I'm mystified by the beauty of this thread that goes through those scriptures tonight. Ezekiel, totally misunderstood, going out and preaching his heart out, and the people were after him. They were ready to throttle him because he didn't say what they wanted to hear. He was a man who was trying to speak the truth. He had false prophets who were telling him everything was going to be fine. They're in captivity. It's all going to be good. It'll all work out. Ezekiel says it's not going to work out. You people are a stiff-necked people. You're not faithful, and unless you become faithful, God will not support you. They didn't want to hear that. Threw him out. Paul had this thorn in his flesh. He was a man who preached the gospel in season and out. He was the preacher of that early church. No question. Paul was the man. And yet he had a thorn in his side because it reminded him that it was not him. It's not his words. It's not his energy. It's not his great enthusiasm. It's our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And even amidst the struggle that he went through, the grace of Christ would always be enough. My grace is sufficient for you. And our Lord, he's in that hometown of Nazareth. And they can't see that he is more than they had anticipated him to be. He was Mary's son. He was a carpenter. He was a guy who was ordinary. And now they hear all of these things, and he's becoming this great fire to the whole nation. And his words and his teaching and his healing become famous. They dismiss it. They can't see it because they've boxed him. They boxed him into a place, and they cannot recognize who he is. So that's what I would like to share with you tonight. Do we do that? We all suffer. Of course we suffer. So that's taken for granted. Yes, it is. And if you haven't suffered yet, I guarantee you, you will. It's coming. But what about boxing? What about prejudging? What about putting people in this prepackaged form and we do not allow them out of that? I think it's true. I've been thinking about this all week. I'm riding this morning up Montana. I was on my bike. I was coming back, so I'm pretty beat up, and I got my helmet on. I look like an old, I don't know what I look like. It's, and this woman, the last few mornings, have met me, and she's saying, "Hi, good morning." I said, "What kind of a wacko is this?" I mean, that was in my head, I was saying that. Now, I know I'm being televised, but anyway. And she isn't. I'm not suggesting that, but you know how you get that thing in your head? I don't know a thing about it. She could be president of the country. I don't know anything about her, but I prejudged her. You've never done that. And it struck me this morning. She probably thinks I'm just some old screwball on my bike too. We're both of us, you know, here we are, you know. And we have no idea. We have no idea. We have no idea of the quality and gift of people's lives. And we have no idea what we're judging. And yet we do it. It's firing away in our mind. Maybe not you, but it is in mine. The thing that strikes me that can help us maybe as a little corrective, if I could say this to you. Has anyone ever overheard someone talk about you? Ever done that? I don't have to worry about it because people tell me just what they think, so it's no problem for me. But once in a while, someone will say something. You hear it, you know. And whenever that happens, I always say, they don't understand. They have no idea. They have no idea. I'm much more than that. I'm better than that. I'm better than their judgments. So my brothers and sisters, if we could start there and know that that's our response, maybe we could turn that around. And so when we see people and we judge and compartmentalize and box and put in place. Maybe we could think that way. That they probably think that they are more, and they probably are more. And so I would hope that that's something we can learn from that great lesson of our Lord and his experience at Nazareth today. We have to be careful of that. But equally important, I think, for our generation, for our Western culture, is that we also, right along the place of boxing folks, we also adore people. We put people up on pedestals, and there is no way they could become everything we think they are. And then when they make a mistake, oh my God, the world falls apart. And every time I hear it, I say, give me a break. Because we're the same. Let me give you a story. I got home late Wednesday, and I got a DVD. And I couldn't sleep. So I put this thing on. And it was a film entitled Bill W. I don't know if you know who Bill W. was. But Bill W. is Bill Wilson. He was the founder of the 12-step program, AA. And he went through all kinds of torturous parts of his life. I mean, the man was everywhere and all kinds of stuff. And he finally, ultimately found sobriety. And because of that, and because of the people around him, he created literally this whole healing for not just a few people, for millions of people. Millions of people have gone through the 12-step program, gone through Alcoholics Anonymous, gone through some addictive counsel and so on, and they have become literally new people, new lives. And so Bill, as he grew in years and experience and developing, he became the guru. Everywhere he went, he was adored. Everywhere he went, people would acclaim him. Everywhere he went, he was this great person. And Bill kept saying, please don't do that to me. I'm just like you. I'm just a drunk. Because he felt that. People would not listen. So the film ends. I just about cried. He's on his deathbed. Smoked all of his life. Had emphysema. Could hardly breathe. And was at death's door. And his wife is next to him, Lois. Here's a man that had been sober for, I don't know, 25 years, I don't know how long, created the 12-step program. Literally gave to people a chance of a whole life. He's on his deathbed, somewhat in and out of consciousness. And he turns to his wife, Lois, and he asks her for a drink. How about that? I kind of said, what? How can this be? Of course it can be. Of course it can be. Because we're all the same. We're all doing our very best to journey, to live a life of integrity. But those demons are all inside every single one of us who walks the face of this earth. So, my brothers and sisters, I would just hope tonight you might be a little more cautious about our boxes. That we would resist people who do that to us and resist we doing it to them. And never be surprised. Never, never be surprised. Because all of it is grace. Our lives are grace. Our ministries are grace. Whatever we do, whatever good we do, is grace. So here's my last, final little prayer from Tagore, the great poet of India. As I look around, I see the crumbling ruins of a proud civilization, strewn like a vast heap of futility. And yet I will not commit the grievous sin of losing faith in man or woman. I would rather look forward to the opening of a new chapter in the history of humankind. After this cataclysm, after it is over, and the atmosphere rendered clean with the spirit of service and sacrifice. So let's look for the best. Look for service and sacrifice, and be so grateful to God this day.